Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Alrighty, we're going to start out with audio-described performances today. Saturday, February 13th, it is Grease, North Carolina Theater at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, the 2 p.m. performance. Of course, this is the get out your leather jackets, pull on your bobby socks, and take a trip to the fabulous 50s play with the original rock and roll high school musical, Grease. Join the Rydell High Class of 1959, including Danny, Sandy, and the rest of the gang, as they sing their way through such classic hits as Summer Nights, Greased Lightning, and many more favorites. February 19th and 24th, it's The Lion King. Two performances, again, that's February 19th and 24th, Deepak Durham Performing Arts Center at 7:30. Giraffe, Strut, Bird Swoop, Gazelle's Leap, the entire Serengeti comes to life as never before. And as the music roars, Pride Rock slowly emerges from the mist. More than 70 million people around the world have experienced the awe-inspiring visual artistry, the unforgettable music, and the uniquely theatrical storytelling of this Broadway spectacular. Sunday, February 21st, on the list of audio-described performances, Tuesdays with Maury, Justice Theater Project at St. Francis of Assisi's Clare Hall, 2 o'clock. Tuesdays with Maury is the autobiographical story of Mitch Albom, an accomplished journalist driven solely by his career, and Maury Schwartz, his former college professor. 16 years after graduation, Mitch happens to catch Maury's appearance on a television news program and learns that his old professor is battling Lou Gehrig's disease. Mitch is reunited with Maury, and what starts as a simple visit turns into a weekly pilgrimage and a last class in the meaning of life. Also on February 21st, Crossing Delancey, Carrie Players, Carrie Downtown Theater at 3. This romantic comedy invites us into the lives of Izzy, a young single woman who works in a Lower East Side Manhattan bookstore, and her sharp-witted Yiddish grandmother, Bubby. Generational and cultural clashes erupt when Bubby hires a matchmaker and presents Izzy to meet Sam the Pickle Man. Sunday, February 21st as well, Sweeney Todd, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. This is a musical, of course, a dark and whimsical fantasy. Sweeney Todd seeks revenge on Judge Turpin and teams up with the amorous Mrs. Lovett, a pie maker. Sunday, February 28th, Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing. Applause, Cary Youth Theater at Cary Arts Center, 3 o'clock performance. Oh, brother, sibling mischief and best pal escapades are the problems Peter Hatcher faces in his attempts to deal with his impossible little brother, Fudge. Tuesday, March 1st, it's called We Are Proud to Present, this by Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill. This is a 7:30 performance, an emotionally charged journey into the past. In the rehearsal room, a performance piece on a little-known episode of early 20th century genocide takes a jolting turn when the actors, three black and three white, tap into personal resentments and ingrained prejudices. Tensions mount as they expose more of themselves than they ever wanted to. Sunday, March 6th, Radiant Abundant Triad Stage, Elm Street, Greensboro. This is a 2 o'clock performance. Two women are searching for a missing family member. An art collector discovers a new visionary artist. A desperate young woman seeks to build a home in the most unlikely place. and an artist with a secret past struggles to preach her faith with shape and color. This new contemporary North Carolina drama by the creators of Brother Wolf weaves music, story, and outsider art. Come along as these five women each discover what they thought was lost forever. Sunday, March 20th, Miss Nelson is missing. This is Molly Little Theater, 5 o'clock performance, part of the 2015-2016 Youth Series, a musical about learning to behave. Miss Nelson is too nice and can't control her classroom. She disappears and is replaced by the evil Miss Swamp, who is a strict disciplinarian. Desperate, the children try to get Miss Nelson back, but will they ever find her? That's our list of audio described performances for now. We'll move on to Carolina Theater, which is on West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone numbers there, 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. Okay, Monday, February 15th, Robert Cray Band. Open ears and an open mind are the essence of singer, guitarist, and songwriter Robert Cray's approach to writing, recording, and playing music. Tickets start at $30. Thursday, February 18th, Tao, 17 Samurai. Touring North America in the spring of 2016, Tao, 17 Samurai brings athletic bodies and contemporary costumes combined with explosive taiko drumming and innovative choreography. 17 Samurai has critics raving about the extraordinary precision, energy, and stamina. Tickets start at $27. Friday, February 19th, it is a 9th annual Wiser Acapella Jam. Contemporary acapella music is sweeping the nation, and Durham Academy's annual acapella jam has led the charge here in the Triangle. Guests this year include high school and college groups from the Triangle, around the country, and even a special guest group you have to hear to believe. Saturday, February 20th, it is the ICCA Southern Quarterfinal Varsity Vocals. The Varsity Vocals International Championship of Acapella is the only international tournament that showcases the art of student acapella singing. Sunday, February 21st, the Magic of the Flute with guest artist Mimi Stillman, presented by the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Tickets are $25. Tuesday, February 23rd, it is Beth Hart. Grammy Award-nominated singer-songwriter Beth Hart has been recognized across the world as one of the great live vocalists of our time. Tickets start at $28. Wednesday, February 24th, it is David Cross, Making America Great Again Tour. Emmy Award winner and Grammy Award nominee David Cross is an inventive performer, writer, and producer on stage and screens, both big and small. Cross has been named one of the top 100 stand-up comedians of all time by Comedy Central. Thursday, February 25th, it is Josh Ritter with the Royal City Band. Every ticket purchased to this show comes with a download of Josh Ritter's album, Sermon on the Rocks. Here's how Josh himself describes it. I wanted to make something grand. I wanted it to swing hard. I wanted my monster to run. I wanted to sing songs that I had written in stretches of frenzy. I wanted to fall in love with every note. I wanted to hold each one and let it slip away like ribbon through the hands. I wanted to make something important to me and to no one else. Josh Ritter, tickets start at $29. February 26th, that's a Friday, Carolina Theater welcomes Vocalocity, the ACA Perfect Concert Experience. Vocalocity is an all-new live concert event that takes a cappella to a whole new level. This fast-paced production features 12 dynamic voices singing some of today's chart-topping hits in brand new arrangements too incredible to miss. Tickets start at $27. Saturday, February 27th, Metropolitan Opera Rising Stars. For more than 125 years, the Metropolitan Opera has been the artistic home of the greatest singers in the world. But the Met is also the launching pad for the opera stars of the future. Tickets start at $12. Monday, February 29th, the Dinosaur Diary of Dr. T-Rex. This is grades kindergarten through 8. The prehistoric world comes to life as students learn language arts and science through a thrilling show that is effective for a variety of learning skills. Performances at 9:50 a.m. and 11:20 a.m. This is part of the Arts Discovery series. And Friday, March 4th, it is Global Fest. Over the past decade, Global Fest has become one of the most dynamic global music platforms in North America. What started as an annual showcase in New York has grown into an international brand. Founded in 2003, Global Fest spotlights artists who represent diverse global styles, bringing down boundaries between countries and creating cultural opportunities for collaboration. Performances at 8 o'clock. Tickets start at $28. And finally, from the Carolina Theater list, Saturday, March 5th, Mario Cantone. Mario, the celebrated New York stage actor and stand-up comedian, gained critical acclaim with his Tony-nominated one-man show, Laugh Whore. The previous theater season saw Cantone starring in the Tony-winning Assassins by Stephen Sondheim and John Wideman. Okay, we're going to move on to the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Tickets are available through the following, dpacnc.com, the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, and, of course, the Ticket Center is on Vivian Street in Durham if you want to stop by personally, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Okay, February 16th through March 13th, Disney's The Lion King. Thursday, March 24th, the Moody Blues Fly Me High Tour. Monday, March 28th, Duran Duran, the Paper Gods Tour. Friday, April 1st, Get the Lead Out. This is the recorded music of Led Zeppelin. Two shows on Saturday, April 2nd for comedian Ron White. Sunday, April 3rd, it is Yanni. Tuesday and Wednesday, April 5th and 6th, it is Million Dollar Quartet. This is the high-voltage Tony Award-winning Broadway musical inspired by the phenomenal true story of the famed recording session that brought together rock and roll icons Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins for the first and only time. Thursday, April 7th, it is Peppa Pig Live, and Sunday, April 10th, the fourth annual Bull City Food and Beer Experience. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, the number there, 919-996-8700. All right, now through February 14th, it is Grease, North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. Now through February 21st, Love Speaks, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. February 12 and 13, The Firebird, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. February 14th, The Laugh-A-Thon, May Mandy Concert Hall at 7. This event features Corey Holcomb, Dominique, Damon Williams, and John Witherspoon. February 16th, it is the Triangle Brass Band presents the world-famous Corey Band. This is May Mandy Concert Hall at 7:30. February 19th, Invincible, a glorious tribute to Michael Jackson at Memorial Auditorium. February 19 and 20, Johnny Mathis. Enough said. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall, two performances, and it's at 8 o'clock. each evening, February 19 and 20. February 25th, it is third day, Awakening Events, Memorial Auditorium at 7 o'clock. February 26th, I Draw Slow, Pinecone Event, Fletcher Opera Theater. February 26 and 27, St. Zan's Organ Symphony, North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. March 3rd through the 20th, Tempest Fantasy, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Also March 3rd through the 20th, The Wolf, Theater Raleigh, Kennedy Theater. March 4th, Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony, North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites, May Mandy Concert Hall. March 4th through the 6th, Showbiz National Talent Memorial Auditorium. And March 9th, Pieces of Gold, Wake County Public Schools Memorial Auditorium at 7 o'clock. A reminder about the upcoming event in Durham, May 19th through the 22nd, it's MoogFest. MoogFest, the multimedia festival centered on electronic music, which is moving to Durham from Asheville, will kick off its Triangle debut. That's, again, MoogFest, May 19th through the 22nd in Durham. Festival passes go for $249 for general admission, $499 for VIP, which includes various perks, and $1,000 for engineer VIP, which includes additional perks, plus the opportunity to work with Moog engineers to custom build your own Moog synthesizer. April 7th through the 10th, the North Carolina Azalea Festival. The featured performers, the Affitt Brothers, on April 7th. April 9 and 10, Raleigh plays host to the Rock and Roll Marathon. Raleigh's award-winning marathon and half marathon is a great springtime event for locals and travelers alike. With a downtown start, finish, and post-race festival, Rock and Roll Raleigh also features a number of bands playing along the marathon route. Okay, we're going to check the amphitheater lineups in the Triangle. Red Hat Amphitheater, South McDowell Street in Raleigh. Friday, April 8th, it is Gavin DeGraw. Friday, June 10th, Ellie Goulding. Wednesday, June 15th, Of Monsters and Men. Wednesday, June 29th, 21 Pilots. Sunday, July 3rd, Bare Naked Ladies. Friday, July 15th, Ray LaMontagne. Friday, August 5th, Walk on the Moon. Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway in Cary. Saturday, April 9th, Beer and Bacon Festival. Saturday, April 23rd, Great Grapes Wine Festival. Saturday, June 18th, Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band. And Wednesday, July 6th, Brand New and Modest Mouse. All right, we've got some Walnut Creek performances coming up, of course, this summer, 919-831-6400. And some of these events are with the Country Mega Ticket. All right, Thursday, April 21st, it is Jimmy Buffett along with Huey Lewis in the News. Friday, April 22nd, Outcry Tour, Hillsong Worship, Carrie Job, Jesus Culture, and Martin Smith. Saturday, April 30th, Widespread Panic and Jason Isbell. Saturday, May 21st, Kenny Chesney and Old Dominion. Sunday, June 5th, Journey and the Doobie Brothers. Friday, June 10th, Miranda Lambert, Kip Moore, and Brothers Osborne. Saturday, June 18th, Rascal Flatts and Kelsey Ballerini. Tuesday, June 21st, Weezer and Panic at the Disco. Thursday, June 23rd, Brantley Gilbert, Justin Moore, and Colt Ford. Sunday, July 10th, it is Toby Keith. Thursday, July 14th, Florida Georgia Line, Cole Swindell, the Cadillac 3, and Kane Brown. Friday, July 22nd, Dirks Bentley, Randy Hauser, and Cam. Friday, August 12th, the Dixie Chicks. Friday, August 19th, Keith Urban, Brett Eldridge, and Maren Morris. Thursday, September 1st, Luke Bryan, Little Big Town, and Dustin Lynch. Saturday, September 10th, Darius Rucker, Dan and Shay, and Michael Ray. Wednesday, September 14th, Hart, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Cheap Trick. Sunday, September 18th, Brad Paisley, Tyler Farr, and Maddie and Tay. And Friday, September 30th, Jason Aldean, Thomas Rhett, and 1,000 Horses. Jose, okay. Coming up on the listing from Carolina Music Festivals. February 17th through the 20th, Carolina Jazz Festival in Chapel Hill. The festival site is Memorial Hall and a few other venues. February 19th through the 20th, Noose River Music Fest in Kinston. This festival site is Lenoir Community College. February 19th through the 21st, it is Bluegrass First Class. That's in Asheville. The festival website currently lists no events for festivals during March of 2016. Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. Thursday and Friday, February 18 and 19, Throw Me on the Burn Pile and Light Me Up, Lucy Alabar. Oscar-nominated Lucy Alabar, whose stage play was adapted into the award-winning film Beasts of the Southern Wild, reads from her latest work, A Tale of a Man, His Family, and His Burn Pile. Saturday, February 20th, the Count Basie Orchestra with Diane Shore and New York Voices. Tuesday and Wednesday, February 23rd and 24th, Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Thursday, February 25th, the Nights with Gil Shaham on violin at 7:30. A trailblazing orchestral collective, the Knights roster features composers, arrangers, singer-songwriters, and improvisers whose diverse repertoire and innovative programming include classical masterworks, world premieres, jazz, klezmer, pop, indie, rock, and more. Sunday, February 28th, Swimming in Dark Waters, Other Voices of the American Experience. Features Rhiannon Giddens by Byman and Layla McKella. Carolina Chocolate drops electric genre-bending singer-instrumentalist Rhiannon Giddens, described by the New York Times as a perpetually soulful marvel, joins forces here with folk singer-songwriter by Byman and cellist singer Layla McKella. Friday, March 4th, Fred Hirsch, piano, and Julian Lage, guitar. The relentlessly probing pianist, composer, and conceptualist Fred Hirsch opens undiscovered doors while performing the jazz tradition to its fullest. Okay, NC State Center Stage and University Theater. Ticket Central is in Thompson Hall. You can call 919-515-1100 or email ticket-central@ncsu.edu. February 11th through the 14th, and again February 17th through the 21st, it is Leading Ladies. This is Titmuss Theater in Thompson Hall. Two Shakespearean actors performing scenes from Shakespeare on the Moose Lodge circuit in Pennsylvania's Amish country. Learn an old lady is about to die in York, leaving her fortune to two long-lost English relatives. Passing themselves off as her beloved, they soon learn their nephews are actually their nieces in this hilarious comedy. Saturday, February 20th, Yamato, the Drummers of Japan. This is at Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. Thursday, February 25th, Jazz Ensemble 1 at Stewart Theater. Friday, February 26th, faculty recital, Dr. Wes Parker on trombone, Stewart Theater. February 27th, Music of the British Isles, Stewart Theater at 9. Saturday, February 27th, Kelly Lee Evans. Rising star singer-songwriter Kelly Lee Evans will immediately draw you in with her naturally magnetic charm and compelling vocal stylings. Some critics have suggested she has a voice that conjures the spirit of Nina Simone. This is at Titmus Theater with performances at 5 and 8. Duke performances, Thursday, February 11th. It is Blitz the Ambassador, Motorco Music Hall at 8 p.m. Saturday, February 13th, Danish String Quartet, Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Friday, February 19, Igor Levitt, piano, Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Friday and Saturday, February 19 and 20, Abraham in Motion, Kyle Abraham, When the Wolves Came In. This is at Reynolds Industry Theater at 8 o'clock both nights. Saturday, February 20th, Chompy Concert Number 3. The Triplets of Belleville, by the way, on Thursday, February 25th, is a sold-out performance. Friday, February 26th, Patty Griffin, Sarah Watkins, and Anais Mitchell at 8 o'clock. This is at Page Auditorium. The fourth annual Converge North Carolina Southern Music Festival is coming up Friday, April 15th. The Plaza at 140 West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Converge North Carolina, founded in 2013, seeks to enrich the cultural identity of our area and investigate the concept of Southernness. Their goal is to create a festival that reflects the inimitable spirit of our place and time. Again, this festival is set for April 15th, and it all starts at 6 p.m. with food, festivities, and some of the area's best music. The concert is free and is for all ages. Food trucks, vendors, and street performers will also join in the festivities. Converge North Carolina is sponsored by Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation and is part of the UNC campus-wide theme, Water in Our World. Again, that is the fourth annual Converge North Carolina Southern Music Festival. It is set for Friday, April 15th, the Plaza at 140 West Franklin Street. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.